WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Happy holidays to everybody out there. I when Thanksgiving's over, Thanksgiving ends when the gravy's over. My wife makes all these leftovers. We run out of the green beans and we sub broth. We run out of the corn and we sub sweet potatoes. But once you run out of the gravy, it's over with. But I'll tell you what, it's crab cake season. We're going to be at Coco's on Wednesday. We are going to be at Gertrude's, famous, world-famous Gertrude's crab cake. Never had one, as well as the vegan crab cake with Councilwoman Odette Ramos on Thursday. Friday, we're going to be at Hollywood Casino in Perryville. And then Tuesday, State Fair over in Catonsville. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I am on my last batch of Raven scratch-offs. Roz is getting me some gingerbreads, as well as some peppermints, some holiday scratch-offs we're going to have next week at State Fair when we get the Foreign Daughter on the 15th, when we get the Wise Markets up in Honeygo later in the month, as well as the Fadley's. Also brought to you by our friends at Window Nation, 86690 Nation. I've got the Window Nation shirt on today. I'm working some doors in 2022 with Window Nation, as well as our friends at Jiffy Lube Multi-Care. This guy put the show on the road a couple years ago. Sometimes he comes out and has crab cake with us. Most of the time, though, he's doing the executive directoring things of all things Maryland Lottery and gaming. And the gaming's important because I'm going up to Hollywood Casino this weekend, and my gaming's terrible. This football betting thing, John, this is difficult. I was 20 games up. I've been leveled back now to 2 games over .500 as we head into the holiday season. But I tell you what, between playing games and winners and losers, and I was winning there for a little while. It's a fun time of the season. I know you guys get all fired up about stocking stuffers and doing it responsibly and all that stuff. Happy holidays to you. How was your Thanksgiving?
Happy holidays to you too, Nestor. That was very good. Went back to the land, had some time with family, got a chance to meet my new grandson, our third grandchild. Our daughter graced us with a bouncing baby boy. So that was fun. Did the grandpa thing and came back here to a holiday season, which is action packed. And you talk about sports wagering, holiday scratch offs, lots and lots of things going on. Love to talk to you. To you with about all of them. So, let's spin the wheel. Where do we go next?
Let's start with this Ravens, because they're on bye this week. I have a handful of these left. I was running low on them. I was over Coco's the other day, running low. And I said, get the new tickets in. People can still play these and win these. I know we have the big Jacksonville trip coming up for the winter in a couple of weeks, but you still have some big doings on the football side. In addition to the fact they're playing at home next week, you're going to have competitions down on the field as well.
Yeah, that's the fun part. We've talked about it all season long. When people purchase either the $2 or the $5 Ravens ticket from one of our lottery retailers, and if it is a non-winning ticket, they are eligible to enter those non-winning tickets into our My Lottery Rewards program for second chance prizes. Some of them experiential, one-in-a-lifetime type things, like, for instance, traveling with the team on the team plane. There'll be two lucky winners of that and their guests headed down to Jacksonville. That is going to be a huge game. Come December.
Well, they're all
December.
Big here, right? I mean, the Ravens have put themselves in a position. Hey, I haven't even brought this up. Joe Flacco's your quarterback. I didn't even bring that up. How about that? Hey,
let me see if I've only been here 12 years. Let me see if I can do it right. Joe Flacco.
Flacco.
Did that sound
my favorite
close?
Flacco. So, I mean, I love Joe, and I've texted Joe this week. My favorite Joe thing is when he did the commercial with old First Mariner Bank and said, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh. That was you and I can at least agree on that, right?
And he had the little Flaccos running around in the commercial. So he's been as we are speaking now, I'm not aware. You've got inside information. I'm not aware if he has been officially named, but for all that is holy in this world, please let him at least go. And if he fails, he fails. But please, we need a professional quarterback.
I was going to say, you've seen this story in Thompson, like, nice kid, you see, like, not ready for, and that would be the thing for football. I've talked football all week with folks. We all sat around Thanksgiving. We watched all day Thursday and Friday. There aren't enough quarterbacks to go around when they're healthy. And you start taking the Burrows out. You start taking the Cousins out. You start, and all of a sudden people are like, well, who's going to beat Lamar at this point? And I'm like, man, they're 9-3. He might be playing Joe Flacco in a playoff game. Like, Joe's inherited a situation where the defense hand the ball off, maybe throw it around a little bit. Certainly not going to be mobile. I thought Joe was in his 40s. He's only in his 30s. So you still have that going for you, John. I want to make that clear. But from the football perspective, you talk about taking a plane ride down to Jacksonville and what this season's represented for the Ravens. Doesn't get much better than 9-3 here right now. I mean, it's a great football time, I think, for Baltimore football fans.
It is a great football time for football fans all over the country and those that choose to play at sports wagering. We hope they play responsibly. And as you alluded to, sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. You know what, Nestor? I think, are you betting with your head or your heart when you look at these things?
I have to go complete head on this, and that's what makes it impossible, because your head doesn't do you any good. Because last week has nothing to do with this week, right?
My wife has been telling me that for
years.
Right,
exactly. Yeah. I mean, so you could say analyze this, analyze that, but I don't know, especially with the younger teams, and I go into this thing where who are the teams that are improving? Like, Houston looks like they're becoming a better team. Cleveland's been a better team than we thought. Pittsburgh, they're like the character in Halloween. You can stab them, you can't kill them. I mean, they keep sitting back up, coming back to life, no matter how bad Kenny Pickett is or whatever. But I there is something about football on a week-to-week basis that it is very, very difficult to predict. And I think that that's what – over the generations has made it something people want to wager on or be involved in. But we really are talking about the first time in local humanity where it's being measured. The state's benefiting from this. It's, as I always say, on the up and up. And I remember this time last year, we were fighting to get this thing to mobile. It feels like it's been here a million years, John.
Yeah, we just turned over the first year anniversary of mobile wagering. It was the day before Thanksgiving last year, Wednesday, and now we've gone through the Thanksgiving weekend, and it's been reported. So people who track Maryland Lottery and gaming news items have already heard me say this or read about it. We are on pace to, at the end of the fiscal year, probably contribute $45 million, which is a little over where we thought we would be. So clearly the momentum is there. Last year, we contributed about $25 million to the Blueprint for Maryland's Future Fund.
It went from 25 to 45, but I want to make people clear on this because of the newness of it and all of that promotional money. That 45 would probably equal 60 in a level set world, right? Like if the gambling doesn't go up next year, the revenue to the state's going to be higher than 45 next year, no matter what, right?
We're kind of seeing the benefit of that now. You're right in theory, and we're kind of already seeing that benefit now, going from 25 to 45.
Because that was a 22 issue more than a 23 issue.
Yeah, it was the first year. So now that we're going to ramp up on the second year here, it probably will be consistent. I think mid 40s. I can't imagine more entrants into the sports book pool contributing significantly to that growth. We have 13 retail, 12 mobile sports books. We have a couple more in the pipeline. Maybe we get another 5 to 6 over the next several months because people are still working to get their houses in order to do that. But I don't think it's going to appreciably change the market. So we'll have some fun with it. We'll continue to work with that. We, again, hopefully ask that people have a plan, stick to it. Bet with your head, not with your heart if you can. And sometimes that's tough to do. But enjoy it, and please play responsibly.
Absolutely. Don't listen to all Kurt Warner says. I've been watching the commercials. And I do think, and we don't talk about this much, I think the industry unto itself, I mean, you can't protect people from themselves. And we're all big boys and big girls, and we're all adults here. But I do think all of this really has come with, like, the cigarette carton with the caution on it. You know what I mean? Like, there has been a caveat for everyone who gambles to – slow your roll, know your limits. Especially last year is a new thing. And I see a million people's Twitters and stuff like that. And I have seen people say, I got to slow down, you know, like just, you know, too many games, too much, whatever. And for me, and I said this to Christian Horton, who will be my guest, as well as Amy and John and all the folks up at Hollywood Casino. Tom Kelso is going to be joining us up at Hollywood Casino. I said to him, I'm picking every game, right? So I'm picking every game every week for fun. Like the way I would do it at the newspaper, the way I did it on the radio here in the 90s, but you wouldn't bet that way. You know what I mean? Right. You would pick the games that you would pick. And I said, next year I may do it differently because I don't even know that it's like, I want to pick all the games to see how I do. But if I were going to have a game that I bet $10 on instead of $5 on, that you would want to strategize. You would want to have it. If I were playing with real money, I wouldn't be betting all the games. I guess that's my point, is to think more like, well, if you had real money, you'd be a lot more responsible about this than trying to pick every game.
Well, clearly there's information out there, and we hope that people take advantage of that and understand the games that they're playing and the odds. You know, you talk about understanding the games and the odds. I really enjoyed the conversation last week you had with our Home Run Riches winner, Barbara, and her husband. That was good old fashioned radio and compelling television as well to kind of watch that story play out. And just as a footnote to that, you know, we talked about Home Run Riches, which was a $5 fast play game. It closed officially yesterday. Our last progressive jackpot winner, over $108,000, was claimed last night. And so now we'll put Home Run Riches on the shelf. It will be put on the truck to go to spring training, and we'll dust it off for next year. But it's great to kind of come full circle with that. And so your show last week with Barbara was very timely. Hopefully people enjoyed it, and they should look forward to a new version of Home Run Riches come next season.
John Martin is here. He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. I'm going to be giving away some Raven Scratch. I have a handful of these left, but I'm going into the holidays here this weekend. We're going to be doing the Crab Cake Tour in a bunch of places. It's interesting you say about the Home Run Riches, because this is my 25th anniversary, and I've been ramping things up beginning in August and sharing some memories. The big charity thing, all the charity we've done out on the front of the website right now, all that's brought to you by Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter. We'll be visiting them on the 15th as well. What do you do for 51? Because I'm beginning to worry about 26 being a little stale, but you had all of these 50th anniversary approaches. I have a handful of the old lottery tickets that I had from the spring that I still have left, that I'm dipping into my bag of leftovers at this point. Still good tickets, still 50th anniversary, but you did the 50 grand with Barbara and Bob last week. What do you do for Home Run Riches to top that? Because the baseball contest next year, baseball is going to be as relevant as it's ever been once you win 101 games the way they did.
You know, that's the challenge. That's the same question I asked our product team, our development people. Is you know, I've sequestered them. I've locked them in a room, undisclosed location. I said, don't come out until you come up with something bigger and better for next season. But yeah, it's tough when you have all your energies focused on a watershed event like a 50th anniversary, like a 25th anniversary. You know, a little bit of the air comes out of the balloon, right? You're kind of feeling like,
I'm not going to allow that. I'm going to make 26 better than 25.
You should. You're young. You should do that.
Well, I hope we get some $50,000 winners next year. I mean, it'd be a bummer if Home Run Riches is only like worth $25,000. You know what I mean? See, this is the problem, John. People, you raise expectations for people. You know, the bar's been raised on the field and off the field, right?
Yes, success. You know where else it's fun? Have you ever thought, Nestor, as have I, driving the highways and byways of life, and looking to see one of these big 18-wheelers from, you know, different license plate than you are, thinking, what kind of life is that? You're on the road, you know, 82 hours a week, whatever it seems like.
It was romantic back in, like, when Smokey and the Bandit was doing it, and BJ and the Bear, like, 40 years ago. I don't know, sleeping in the cab. Maybe one night it'd be fun, but, a rest stop in Chattanooga doesn't sound like a place for me. Yeah.
Do you think winning $100,000 would help that?
I think that would get me off the road. 6 days on the road, and I'm going to take it home tonight.
We had a Georgia trucker on his way from Atlanta to Hagerstown. Stop and refuel, and decided to buy a Maryland Lottery $30 scratch off called $100,000 cash. It's called $100,000 cash because
you win
$100,000
in cash.
In fact, $100,000 cash. But lots of them. You know, normally when we do a $30 ticket, we may have a $2 million top prize and, you know, three of those. But every once in a while, we like to stir the pot, and for a $30 ticket, we offered 65 $100,000 prizes. And this gentleman from Georgia was one of those winners. We now have 58 $100,000 prizes still remaining. But yeah, imagine that. You know, you're driving
you get all
in.
That information to MarylandLottery.com. Because you always say, know the
Absolutely.
Odds. And listen, I go to casinos. People are playing to win. They're not there to give their money away. People don't buy scratch-offs. It's fun. But they want to win. They want to feel that juice. They want value. They want, even when I give them tickets for free when I'm out on the Crab Cake Tour, they love winning. You have more winners this way. But more than that, like, if you know how many golden tickets are out there, right, like the Wonka tickets, I would say for sophisticated players, they like a good horse player, they seek these opportunities, right? Like this $100,000 progressive was going on home. I didn't know about it. You know what I mean? Like we didn't, but you can know about it if you're Maryland Lottery, mdlottery.com, and you can maybe game yourself a little bit better to try to win one of these big jackpots, right?
Absolutely. And that, and there is a method to that madness. And yes, players should go to mdlottery.com. They can find out if they want to, if their scratch offs is their thing. Great. Go to the scratch off section. Look at all the games. This week we launched 3 games, kind of a numbers theme at a $2 price point. We introduced a game called Triple 333. Top prize, $13,333. See what we did there, Nestor? We used that three.
That's a lot of threes, yes.
That's a lot of threes. And a $5 scratch-off this week is called Winning 7. Wait for it. Top prize, $57,777. And then the final new offering this week is called Electric 8s at a $10 price point. Top prize, $88,000. But when you go to the website at mdlottery.com, you look at all these games, you look at their play styles, you see a picture of it, so you'll be able to recognize it in the store. You'll find out how many top prizes are in the game, how many are still remaining, and be able then to plan your spend accordingly. And the same thing, you're right, goes for fast play games, especially the progressive jackpots. You'll be able to see how they increment. That's updated basically real time, so you know exactly what you're playing for, as well as, of course, the traditional Mega Millions and Powerball. Both, incidentally, and Jen will be pleased to hear this, both are over $350 million. And wouldn't that be a nice holiday?
Well, she's got to get back to Wise Markets and do some shopping because we've been eating turkey and leftovers for 5 days. So next time she's into Wise, she's going to pick up one of those tickets. Powerball and Mega Millions. John Martin is here. He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Games. So we have truck driver winners. We have scratch-offs. We have the season. Do we still have, like, giant winners out there? Is there a million-dollar ticket out on the Eastern Shore you're still waiting for somebody to come in and claim? Because I know when I talked to Doug, You guys get a TikTok on this stuff, right? Like, where you get down the last 30 days of that window of 180 days to claim a prize, you're starting to think, you know, maybe this person won't appear.
Yeah, you know what? And I don't have them at hand, but yes, you're exactly right. Every once in a while, if a prize kind of slips through, and players have 182 days to claim their prize, and if it starts to get close to the end of that, we will put out, you know, APBs on our all of our retailer locations and use the media channels to say, hey, there's a $1 million prize still to be claimed in this part of the state. So check your tickets. But yeah, that's can you imagine someone just letting $1 million prize go right by them?
No chance that they just didn't know about it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, they bought the ticket and John, my wife's guilty of this. She'll buy tickets sometimes and will only watch the news and say, oh, I didn't win. The winner was in Nebraska. Okay. You know, so I didn't win. And that's why I'm so, like, every time I give one of these out to me, I'm like, barcode, app, second chance, get involved. Yep. Because that is the beauty of the lot. There are very few tickets you sell, if any at all, that are one chance tickets, right? Literally.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're right. People chase a $350 million Mega Billions or Powerball jackpot, not recognizing, or maybe not realizing, there are 9 other prize tiers to be claimed, depending on what combination of the Powerball, the Mega Ball, and the numbers you happen to have on your ticket. So you're correct. Have the app, download the app. That's the easiest way to do it. You know, it goes along with you. You can scan your ticket, both scratch-offs as well as the draw game tickets, to see if it is a winning ticket or a non-winning ticket. And then, plan accordingly. But absolutely, people should check. And if they're not comfortable with the app, they can check it at retail with a device that's located there near the terminal just as easily to see if it is a winning ticket.
One thing I'll say, giving these out to thousands of people over the last couple of years of the Crab Cake Tour, I give them out to folks. I don't often know exactly how they're played. I have to sometimes examine it. People can get a little confused, but the one thing it's not confusing when I give it out, it says 10 chances to win. It says 10 chances to win right on it. So I think that a lot of people think old school, I get 3 numbers, that's the only chance I have. I think that that's the beauty of the modern lottery. In addition to the fact that I don't even know how to play the game or think about it too much, I can literally check on my app, and my wife's made that very clear to me. I'm like, that's kind of cool, because sometimes you'd be scratching your head saying, did I win or did I not? You can know for sure whether you won or not without asking me.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Now, you want to make sure that the players have a good experience. And part of that experience is certainly the entertainment value that you have for that moment that you may want to dream about a top prize. but it's also making sure that they're not frustrated or a player doesn't feel confused or belittled because they didn't understand the game. And that's why we encourage our retailers who are our partners. They're not our employees. They are people that sell our products. So we encourage them to provide, top levels of customer service. That's why our self-service machines all have a ticket scan or a ticket check on them. So if you don't want to interact with a person because you're too embarrassed, you can, flash your ticket underneath the scanner on a self-service vending machine. We have about 2,000 of those around the state. And it will immediately tell you if that ticket is a winning or a non-winning ticket.
And if it says CMD Lottery, you got to call John and Doug and go get the big check down there.
Yeah,
John
secure Martin, that ticket. Yes.
Executive Director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming, and still a Browns fan. Go back to football here. Do you have any confidence level that the Browns are going to play a game in January? Because, it's about as good as it gets being a Browns fan. I'm not being disrespectful. The Flacco thing aside, it's been a good year to be a Cleveland Browns fan, right?
Let me tell you, and anybody who may be on the network here who is a Cleveland fan or from Cleveland, let me tell you what Clevelanders are conditioned to think. This week we are 7-4. This week, potentially, Joe Flacco will be the starting quarterback. I can tell you right now, with a high degree of confidence, Flacco will play. He'll do well. They'll beat the Rams. They will continue on their march to that point where maybe there'll be a game behind. If they win, they'll be a game behind the Ravens. But they'll be in that point where maybe they'll even with the Ravens. And then two things are going to happen. They're going to go into New York and play the New York Football Jets on a Thursday night game. Aaron Rodgers is going to limp onto the field and beat them with four touchdown passes. They will then go to the following game, needing to win to get into the playoffs, and Browning, or whatever his name is, from the Bengals, will throw four touchdown passes. Flacco will get hurt in the game.
The Browns do, not the Bengals. The Bengals don't brown. The Bengals bungle, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Flacco will get hurt, and they'll have to bring in P.J. Walker with the chance to win the game, and they will horribly lose. They'll probably be 10-7 and be out of the playoffs. That is what a Cleveland Browns fan is conditioned to believe. There you have it.
I saw the Browns go out to Denver 2 weeks ago, and
I was
watching the game, and I saw the jerseys, and it was just that moment. Like, I love Ernest Biner. He's a friend of mine. He's been on the show many times. It's just seeing them out there with the Broncos, yep, made me like, oh boy, yep, and I'm not even a Browns guy, but I know history. I was a part of that.
I can tell you exactly, as can every Cleveland Browns fan, I can tell you exactly where I was when that ball landed on the turf.
Yeah.
We were at a party at my house, and the room was full of people watching the game. It went from crowd cheering to stone cold silence in a room full of people.
I think I've told you this before. The first time I ever went to Cleveland, I went with the great Phil Jackman on a Sunday morning. It was the day of the drive. The first day I was ever in Cleveland. I went to that church right on the square. Everybody had Browns dog masks on. Hanford Minute.
Old Stone Church. Old Stone Church is the church you went to.
It had a beautiful sermon and wished the Browns well that day, and they went out and Elway drove 98 yards on them. So we're still talking about it 40 years later. John Martin is here. I don't know if he'll be back next week after that. I've tried to be nice about the Browns, and Flacco's their quarterback. I can't even hate them the way I should. Get out and play responsibly. If you're enjoying the football season, if you're gambling, please do that responsibly. And by all means, come on out and join us on a Crab Cake Tour and get involved in the season and grab some tickets from us. John, have we done all the orchestra here for the Maryland Lottery we need to do today? Is there anything I need to know coming down the pike before Christmas?
You know what? Again, everything we've talked about and more at mdlottery.com. Holiday scratch-offs are in play. Ravens tickets still available. Experiential prizes still available, including season tickets for 20 years as a second chance offering. Jackpots are rolling at Mega Millions Powerball. Fast play tickets are available. I think we just about covered all the bases.
Next week, I'm going to give you the opportunity to lecture my wife's parents about the hazards of taking stocking stuffers for people under the age of 18. And my in-laws, they're on that. They're the people you're trying to get to. So John Martin is here. He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery Gaming. We'll talk about my my wife and her sister's illicit childhood in New Hampshire back in the 80s. We're getting out of the Crab Cake Tour. Coco's on Wednesday. Gertrude's on Thursday. We'll be up at Hollywood Casino in Perryville on Friday. And then on Tuesday morning at State Fair, going to be joined by a couple of great friends, Dennis Colazzo from Coons Baltimore Ford, as well as Bill Cole from Cole Roofing, who puts the Rofo coffee into our cup around here. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. More scratch-offs means more winners on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Stay with us.